You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Sorry. You know, I hadn't drunk or eaten anything, and I still have to swallow. I don't understand that. You know, there's so many bodily functions that we have that we don't think about always happen, like the, you know, you got to kind of swallow. I hate thinking that. I don't like, you know, I told you guys I don't really get sick a lot when it comes to patient issues, but when it comes to saliva, that's a biggie for me. I really can't handle that. So anyway, I apologize. Okay, boy, we got a lot to talk about. We do. You know, I don't want to first kind of, you know, preface this show by saying I'm kind of in a good mood, okay? Because I think my hubby is kind of happy with me, you know? And you know, you think, your relationship is just kind of, you know, fine. Well, you didn't realize how much trouble your relationship was until your husband actually kind of, you know, kind of gives you the heads up that you're doing a good job. And I'm like, oh my gosh, really, what did I do? Well, I figured out what I did. Remember I told you guys that we had this whole scorpion issue, right? There was a scorpion in the house. Scorpion issue. It was just one little baby scorpion. But I'm sorry, where there's a baby, there's a mama. And then there's probably a papa. And if there's a mom and a dad, there's probably a mother-in-law scorpion. So I just figured we were, like, in a hell of a lot of trouble. So I haven't been able to sleep the last couple nights. So I told you he got, you know, me one of those UV lights. You know, my Mother's Day's coming up. My birthday's coming up. He's very romantic. So he got me a UV light. And so I was able to shine around, etc. Well, I was, like, really, really freaking out. And so I guess, you know, I've needed him to help me. And so this morning, you know, he actually gave me a kiss before he left today. I know. Yeah, let's kiss on the cheek. Okay, he never does that. And you know what I think it was? Is I made him feel wanted. Not wanted in a lovey-dovey way, but wanted in terms of, you know, he provides some sort of, I don't know, worth to the marriage. Okay, now, I didn't realize that I never made him feel that way before. I mean, I ask him to do crap around the house all the time. I'm always telling my husband to do stuff. I'm making him clean. I'm making him lift the toilet seat and then put it back down. I'm making him wash his own dishes, making him wash his own underwear. I mean, I tell him to do stuff all the time. But I guess there must have been just something in my panic, I don't know what it was, that made him feel like he's needed. I was like, okay, I got that, all right? You know, then there was something else. Okay, so I've been going for a jog, and I don't think anybody in my neighborhood, you know, recognizes me and knows who I am, right? So I'm going for a jog, and there's, like, somebody that keeps trying to come up and talk to me while I'm going for a jog. I mean, he's not creepy or anything. He's a nice guy. But if anybody has any clue, you really don't go up to anybody when they're jogging. You know, that's just kind of one of those things. You know, you just kind of let them be. You know, so the fact that he keeps kind of coming up, you know, I mean, he was like walking his dog the other day. And then, you know, he started walking up to me when I was, you know, running. So I immediately turned on another one of the streets so I could move on. You know what I mean? You know how you do that? You're like, oh, hey, you know, you just wave and I'm listening to my music and I turn. So I told my husband about that. So he decided to kind of drive next to me when I was running. Now, I know you all are thinking, you know, well, God, you must be like running and, you know, spandex and, oh no, I am not attractive when I run. I got the double sports bra on, so you don't have to worry about any flippity floppity. Nothing like that's going on. You know, I just think it is. It's somebody who's probably single and there's somebody new in the neighborhood. So he probably thinks that he could, you know, kind of say hi and maybe start something up. You know, I mean, I got my wedding ring, but, you know, who knows? So anyway, but anybody who would try to, you know, start a conversation with you while you're trying to, like, work out and run. I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, how slow do you run? I don't run slow. I run pretty good, but, you know, part of it is uphill. So when you're running uphill, it just kind of seems like you're not really doing much. And that's usually the part. Well, today he was on a bicycle. So David's riding around on a bicycle. Well, my husband was at least in a car next to me. So now, and he took the cat. Remember I told you I have a cat that kind of sticks his head out? You know how I have a cat that kind of sticks his head out of the car like a dog? So my cat was there too. So now, he rides up on a bicycle, you know, which to me, you know, it kind of makes it, I guess, more difficult for him to then, or makes it more easy for him to kind of stop me and for me to kind of leave. But my husband was right there. So he kind of looks at my husband, kind of confused, and I just keep running. Well, now my husband and my relationship is probably better than it's ever been because he feels needed. My husband finally got to do something in this marriage that he's wanted to do, protect his family. So the point I'm making, and I know it sounds like a long-winded point, is we women may think we are making our men feel wanted, but no, they don't want to do the stupid crap we tell them to do. They don't want to, you know, brush their teeth, and they don't want to, you know, shave their back or wash their underarms or use soap in the shower or you know, lift the seat or not lift the seat and do dishes. They don't want to do that. They want to be what they want to be in the union, and that is the protector. And so let that happen, okay? Let your man do what he wants to do. Okay, and I think the marriage is better. Now, the problem is once the man does those things, then they sometimes think, okay, well, now I can get out of all the other crap. No. I mean, you know, look, we're still wives. Okay, I mean, you know, once we let our guard down and we let them do whatever the hell they want, now we're in trouble and now we gotta, you know, become, you know, get their mothers involved or something. But just what I'm saying is you know, just think about it. And you know, let's say you don't know what your man wants. Okay? Sit down and ask him. Now, he won't know. The very first time you actually sit down and ask your husband, what does he want? What will make him happy? He's going to think that it's a setup and that it's a trap. So he's not going to answer. Okay? He'll say, oh, I want to do the dishes. I want to spend Mother's Day with your mother. Yeah. Okay. No. Let him be truthful. Ask him about 3-4 times until he finally realizes it's not a trap. You are really dead serious about asking what he wants. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, we are raising money to help kids fight blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Kids and adults need help with this disease. They need financial help with their medical bills, as well as we need to research for cures. What we have done in the last 50 years, 60 years, in terms of research of this disease is phenomenal, but it takes money, and it takes money from you and I. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com, find the Fight Blood Cancer link, and whatever you could do to donate, $5, $10, $20, whatever you could do, please, please, please. It all goes to the cause. Nothing goes to me, so don't worry. It doesn't look like I spend money on myself, so please, whatever you guys could do. This was an interesting email I actually received a few weeks ago, but it's very pertinent. I've already answered him back, but I want to read this to you guys, okay? This is from Yuri. He says, Dolly, I work in an office with some attractive women. So I know it's not a coworker of mine, because, Anyway, he goes, I find myself not looking at them for fear of not appearing to be overbearing or perverted. It's distracting. Should I ask for a transfer? I had a friend who was fired over a sexual harassment case that never happened. Okay, so I see what he's saying, and we've written each other since then. You don't want to be falsely accused. You know, being a guy in this day and age is very, very tough. It really, really is. Okay, you have people who are perverted out there. You have people that are sexually harassing women and men. You know, they all do. They, you know, there are people out there that do that. Okay, but, you know, you don't want to be falsely accused. What happens if you have a coworker that's scantily dressed or short skirt or plunging neckline? You know, it's very common for people to look, even if you're of the same sex and you're not homosexual. It's very, very common to kind of look because it's not right. You know, one of my kids, you know, he has a pair of underwear with a hole in it, and I keep telling him to throw it out, or I try to throw it out, but I guess it's such an old pair that it's comfortable, and so he likes it. So, you forget that he has it. You think it's long gone, thrown out, until he's running around the house, you know, getting ready for his bath, running around the house, and you see the butt out of the hole of the underwear. And so you see everybody kind of look, you know, because, I mean, it attracts the eye. Not that it's attractive. It's just, it's something you're not expecting to see. You're expecting to see full cloth, full closure. You're not expecting to see a little pink tushy running around the house. Okay, so when you do, you're like, well, stop it. Okay, so where you could get in trouble is, here's somebody with a plunging neckline. There's some sort of a line of cleavage, the you know how tushies have the intergluteal cleft? Okay, you have the breast cleft. Sometimes you're like, you know, just the line makes you kind of look and do a double take. Boom. Now you could look like you were checking somebody out or being sexually harassing with your eyes or you look, you know what I mean? I don't know how you guys do it. I really, really don't. This is why I kind of was confused by this whole breastfeeding in public thing. You know, I always kind of breastfed in private. Luckily, I had a place to breastfeed. If I didn't, I had some sort of a cover, you know, that I could kind of put over, you know, because I just didn't want to have, you know, men kind of falling over each other trying to look the other way. Now, I don't have the type of breast where people would be falling over each other to look at. They would be kind of like, okay, I'm trying not to look at this, because I don't want to look like I'm in trouble. If guys weren't getting in trouble or being accused of being perverted, it wouldn't be a big deal. But, you know, many men that aren't like that, they do. They kind of go out of their way. If you do have a coworker that's distracting, then no, you're not doing your job, and you should. It's just, how do you bring up, I'd like to get transferred because she's walking around with low-cut blouses? You know, that's a tough thing. And then can you get in trouble for bringing up that somebody has a low-cut blouse? You know, there was a TV station a while back where one of the anchors or one of the, I don't want to be too specific, had pretty large breasts. And, you know, we were talking about it in a social setting going, yeah, you know, they're kind of big. And the person goes, is it an uncomfortable big? Is it something that, you know, she's wearing things too tight? You know, and I go, if so, how would you even bring that up? Well, I guess in certain office settings or certain media settings or whatever, you would have a female manager bring that up. Okay, etc. So, I mean, if what I would probably do is maybe find a co-female worker to go in with you as your witness and talk to one of the female managers and say, you know, look, you know, I don't know how you would bring that up. I really, really don't. Because as a girl, I'd be like, look, you got somebody running around with a low-cut dress. You know, I think it's kind of making some of the people feel uncomfortable. Can we tell her to just button it up, you know, or just try to use some office decorum? Because, you know, we really don't want to be looking at cleavage. See, for me, that's easy. But for a guy, that's difficult. That really is. Now, you know, the best thing to do is to look like you're looking away. Somebody can always accuse you of stuff. But in general, you could be like, you know, like when I'm, you know, I'll do this. Like if somebody's, you know, like for example, some of my patients will kind of walk around and they'll forget to zip up. Okay, especially the ones not wearing underwear. So they gave me their urine sample in the bathroom, and then they're going back to the room, and they're wide open. You know, all right. Now, as a doctor, I don't really have to cover my eyes. I'm like, you're going to catch a draft, or, you know, your private parts are going to get frostbite. You know, can you zip it up? This is a family establishment. So I could say something to my patients, put them at ease, they zip it up, and that's great, and we move on. Okay, no big deal. And usually they're not embarrassed, you know, because I mean, I'm the doctor. I'm like, dude, come on. Okay, you know, I'm not your urologist. Okay, easy squeezy. But I'm a girl. It's easier for a girl. But sometimes, you know, you could cover your eyes and you could say, I don't know. I don't even think I would bring it up to them personally. I think I would just go to a manager so you just don't get in trouble. And you, because, I mean, these things follow you on your record. I don't know. How do you guys handle it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. You know, there's still the controversy, and I think there will be for a long time, of women in the military and women in combat. Not so much women in the military. God bless our men and women for what they do. Women in combat roles and in operations and covert operations. And as far as I'm concerned, anybody that wants to serve this fine country, we let them. Okay, I'm a huge fan of anybody, and God bless anybody putting their lives on the line for us. So I'm, you know, I mean, if anybody that wants to do that, I'm extremely happy and pleased and honored and grateful and appreciative. All right, you know, but you know, what about the point of somebody being distracting? Okay, if you know, are we really, you know, do we really need to have that conversation? Where, and again, I'm not a guy, so I don't know what you guys are dealing with, but in a workplace setting, etc., are you really trying to go out of your way to not look like you are doing any sort of sexual harassment or whatever? Is it really that difficult for you guys? Or are you guys, see, because the guys I've always gone to work with, they were sexually harassing. I mean, they just were. The way guys talked, you know, it's like, you know, Dahlia, I can't see. You're standing, see, I would like stand in front of an x-ray. You know, I would stand in front of something like, Dahlia, I can't see, your boobs are in the way. Okay, sorry. You know, and I know that's not appropriate. That's, you know, whatever. But I mean, most of the guys I've, you know, kind of been around, they just, you know, are like that. Can you please move? But okay, so I didn't give it a second thought. But I mean, it, in most workplaces, I mean, are you guys trying so hard to, and if that's the case, is that going to distract you during combat? I mean, should we have, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, because again, I'm not a guy, you know. And if you know, having a woman there is distracting because you feel like you are going to be getting in trouble for something, you know, or your mind is going to be taken off, you know, is that your personal problem and you just need to get your act together and not be distracted because here you are, you're doing a job? Or is that really a valid threat? I don't know. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. I had a patient complain of a doctor that I regularly refer to. And this doctor is, he's a specialist. I don't want anybody kind of finding out who this is, but he's a specialist that deals with very delicate subjects and very scary subjects at that. So he breaks the ice by making it funny, and sometimes he throws in certain jokes. And I get it. I understand what he's doing, but the patient was really, really offended and thought it was sexualization of a visit. You know, I guess the truth is what the beholder believes is going on. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Oh, hold the phone. This looks really good. Oh, boy. This looks really good. I live in Las Vegas, and there's going to be a Hershey's Chocolate World opening up. Oh, my gosh. This is going to look really, really delicious, okay? There's already on the strip where I live in Las Vegas, like the M&M Company, and you got the Coca-Cola, and now there's something called Hershey's Chocolate World. This is going to be pretty, pretty cool. I believe it is two stories, 70-foot Hershey's bar, 18-foot Reese's peanut butter cup. You open, you go into the place through a chocolate kiss. Let me see what else. I think there's going to be treats. Like once you get in, you get to like eat some freebies. Oh my gosh, hold the phone. I'm reading this as we go. Okay, that's nice. That's nice. Oh, and there may be a Hershey's Great Chocolate Factory Mystery 4D tour ride, maybe. Oh my gosh, that is brilliant. Now, you know, perfect timing, because remember, chocolate is going to be in real short supply by the year 2030, so they might as well, you know, make, you know, reap in whatever profits they can. But, oh, that looks delicious. I am just so into chocolate. Okay, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I remember years ago, before my father died, he said that a handshake, okay, determines how healthy you are. The grip strength, the better your grip strength, the longer you're going to live. Now, unfortunately, he still died. Okay, my father had an amazing grip strength. I mean, he could break my hand if he wanted to, and he didn't. He was very, very strong. Unfortunately, his heart wasn't. Or maybe his heart was, but the coronary artery wasn't. But scientists have now decided or are reporting that your handshake could be a sign of how old you are as a marker of aging. So they think a handshake could reveal the true age of a person. The team from the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis in Austria think a handshake test could be used as a viable test for biological age. Okay, well, I got something cheaper and easier. Just ask the patient how old they are. Hand grip strength, they said, is easily measured, and data on hand grip strength can now be found in many of the most important surveys on aging worldwide. The study is published in the journal One Public Library of Science 1. They looked at 50 studies looking at people of all ages around the world. They found that higher grip strength corresponded with indicators of younger biological age in different population groups. So I know some of you are like, well, what does that mean? I don't know how to improve your grip strength. You see what some people are doing? They're like, okay, well, then you know what I better do? I better improve my grip strength. No, don't waste your time on your grip strength. Don't waste your time. All right, but you know, the test, we use a Jamar denometer. It's one of those things where you could squeeze and then you could test the strength. And you know, there's a variety of things that can make your grip strength go down. One is you're just really not into it. You know, you're like, you know what, I'm just tired. I really don't want to be gripping something. Number two is you're holding the thing wrong. Number three is maybe you got some carpal tunnel. Okay, maybe you have some neuromas. Maybe you have some arthritis. So you're just really not digging the whole test. But, you know, I have noticed that, you know, some of my men will just come in and they will just blow that sucker away. And then bigger men, more muscular men come in and they have trouble. And I'm, you know, and so, you know, maybe there is something to this idea that the better, the bigger the grip strength, the more stamina you have. Unfortunately, you got the ladies with the nails and the bracelets and the little charms hanging from the bracelets. So they're like, okay, hold on a second. Let me hold this right. Hold on. Let me, now, oh, hold on. And you know, you hear the ching in there. And let me just, I can't do it. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, so they got like a 1 pound. That's all they push, 1 pound. I'm like, really? Come on. Okay, let me try with my other hand. Try, be careful. Let me try with my other hand. Here you go. And no. Well, I just can't do it. You're like, come on. Yet these women outlive their men. So I don't want to say if you have a poor grip strength, that means you're going to die. It's an interesting study. But I got to tell you, it's, I would like to see what else it correlates with, because some of you guys come in there, and I mean 60 pound grip strength. I mean, it just blows me away. And then some of you, you know, and I don't really know if we have a norm. You know, I don't think there's a norm where you have to be between 40 and 50 pounds of your grip strength or something like that. By when you grip it, they measure it. I don't think they know. Now, you know, we talked about arthritis. Speaking of arthritis, they say if you have a beer a few times a week and you have rheumatoid arthritis, it may help the pain and even actually help your immune system. Now, rheumatoid arthritis we see in both men and women. And it's an immune system dysfunction where you start to fight the joints and the more proximal joints of the hand. Not so much the tippy tip of the fingers as much as more it affects first and more aggressively the earlier part of your fingers. We call them proximal. So like, for example, your elbow is more proximal than your thumb to you because the elbow is closer to the body. So it's proximal versus distal. The thumb would be distal to the elbow or more distal than an elbow. Get it? And then the shoulder would be even more proximal than both of those. Okay. Good. So anyway, going back to rheumatoid arthritis, they say, according to the Arthritis Foundation, over 1.5 million Americans suffer from the disease. It usually starts in their 20s or 30s. But they say long-term moderate alcohol drinking may reduce future rheumatoid arthritis development. To actually slow down rheumatoid arthritis for drinking some alcohol, they say overall moderate use of any form of alcohol reduced the risk by about 21%. But moderate drinking, 2 to 4 beers per week, let's say, cut women's odds for the disease by nearly a third. Now, do we know exactly what type of alcohol? They seem to be looking at beers. Apparently, Dr. Liu, this is Dr. Bing Liu, assistant professor of medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital at Harvard Medical School in Boston. They tracked the drinking habits of women in two large studies, the Nurses' Health Study and the Nurses' Health Study 2. The first study began back in 1976 with more than 121,000 registered nurses. The second includes more than 116,000 nurses started back in 1989. Women answer questions about their health and lifestyle every 2 years, their diet, alcohol consumption, etc. They said drinking a few beers per week seemed to have the best effect. See, I don't like beer. I don't know how you guys do it. I just don't like the taste. You know, it's funny. Beer looks good. You know, I see beer. When I bartended, I mean, you pour the, it smells good. It looks good. It's golden and shiny, and it just looks so good. I just can't stand the taste. I don't know how you do it. I really, really don't. Anyway, okay, so alcohol and rheumatoid arthritis, all right? Let me see. I think there was also another study showing moderate in alcohol. They also found that alcohol boosts estrogen. You know, I know a lot of you think that it's not very girly or ladylike for a woman just kind of sitting there on the couch and having a beer. But alcohol has actually been shown to boost estrogen. Now, remember how estrogen actually can have a cardioprotective effect? And if alcohol protects the heart in some cases? So you wonder, that's a very interesting correlation, okay? Let me see if there's any other scoop with alcohol. Let me see here. Patients with a family history may enjoy a beer a few times a week. I don't see how you enjoy the beer. They're talking about that. Let me see. That alcohol does not mix well with certain rheumatoid arthritis drugs. Oh, yeah, that would blow. Okay, you find out that alcohol could help your rheumatoid arthritis, and the doctor says, oh, hell no, you're not taking that. Oh, no. No way. Okay. So remember, you need to talk to your doctor. Always talk to your doctor. Don't talk to me. Your doctor knows a lot more about you and what you're taking than you are. Trust me. Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about the top 20 most polluted cities in the world. Oh, this is a fun one. And many doctors believe that even the patients are getting too many medical tests. Oh, Lord have mercy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sewing decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIS, 1-877-DOC-DALIS. We move into the next hour. We're going to be talking about a few studies where they think they know why people yawn. They think that people yawn because it cools our brain. That is at risk for overheating. Are you buy that one? Well, then we have to talk about how trampolines are causing thousands of injuries each year. Trampolines, I know. But what was that show, the man show, where there would be, like, women jumping on trampolines, right? And the camera was kind of near their feet looking up at them. That, yeah, and they were all in skirts. That was, what was, like, cheerleader type stuff? Yeah. So, anyway, yeah. Oh, all right. So, oh, I think we got Don working the dials today. And I think it was Tom. It's Don, everybody. Don's working the dials. Everybody say hi to Don. Hi, Don. Okay, and then the other thing we're going to be talking about is they think that if we put pregnant moms on a gluten-free diet, not even pregnant, I think just moms even not pregnant, that could prevent these kids from becoming type 1 diabetic. And I don't know about you all, but when I was pregnant, you let me eat whatever the hell I want. But that's kind of interesting, especially if there's diabetes in the family. That could be, you know, for type 1 diabetes. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy next couple hours on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So CNN is reporting the top 20 most polluted cities in the world. I don't think any of our cities in America is there. I really don't. Okay? They say Delhi has the highest level of airborne particulate matter, PM2.5, considered the most harmful to health with 153 micrograms. After that, another Indian city, Patna, with 149 micrograms, and these figures are about six times more than what the World Health Organization considers to be safe. Safe is 25 micrograms. They say half of the top 20 cities of the world with the highest level of these particulates were in India, according to pollution data released by the WHO, which included 1,600 cities. Other cities with high levels were located in Pakistan and Bangladesh. PM2.5 refers to the diameter measured in microns of particulates like ammonia, carbon, nitrate, sulfate, which are very, very, you know, which are small enough to kind of get through the bloodstream and can cause emphysema, cancer, etc. The WHO data, I guess, echoes an earlier study this year, which found that air pollution in New Delhi is now worse than Beijing. No Chinese cities, according to CNN News, ranked in the top 20 most polluted cities, even though many people in China do wear surgical masks. Beijing was at 56 micrograms. Apparently, Chinese leaders have declared a quote-unquote war on pollution. Yeah, now, you know what? This is interesting, okay? I mean, I understand cars and all that, but don't we in America have more cars and more freeway traffic than, I mean, I know we're not as populated. You know, the big difference is you have the population in China and they have the population in India. You know, so if we're talking about pollution, okay, I mean, I think there's a lot more involved with pollution. I think it's also the way the city sits. Like, for example, I live in Las Vegas. And in Las Vegas, it's kind of like a bowl. We're surrounded by all these mountains, and it's a beautiful city. It really, really is. But we live in the bottom of, it's a valley. We live in a valley. And it's called the Las Vegas Valley. And so up in the mountains, yeah, it's nice, a little bit more clear and, you know, et cetera. But when you look down at the city, there's a lot of smog because it condenses. There's dust. There's a whole, you know, and yeah, as we increase more traffic and increase more population, the pollution goes up. But it's interesting, you know, our population went down since the recession over the last 5-6 years, but our pollution went up. You know, where are the cars? What else is doing it? So, of course, businesses, fossil fuels, coal-fired power plants. Anyway, the cities with the lowest level of pollution were Canada, Finland, Iceland, Sweden, and good old United States. So, we're doing something right. I mean, you know, as we talk about global warming, you know, is all the pollution causing that? You know, personally, okay, even though, you know, I really don't understand how we as humans can control, quote-unquote, climate change, and quote-unquote global warming per se, I'm still a big fan of keeping the environment clean. Okay? You know, a lot of people think that if you're conservative, let's say, all right, and you're not a liberal, then you are for polluting the air up one side, this, you know, hemisphere versus... No, of course not. Nobody wants pollution. We all want clean air. We all love Earth. I mean, we all do. If you don't love Earth, go move to the moon or move to Mars. But, you know, it's funny how people kind of look at everything with politics being right versus left. You know, it's interesting, though. I was at a candidate's, I don't want to call it a party, but I was at one of the candidates' fundraisers. And, you know, I was kind of listening to everybody talk, and I was listening to him talk. And I kind of wish we just didn't have Republican, Democrat anymore. I almost wish we didn't have party lines. I wish we just had vote for me because I'm not an idiot. Okay? And, you know, just somebody, because this particular person can attract people from both parties. Yet I know what's going to happen. People are going to go to the polls, and if there's an R next to his name or a D next to his name, they're going to vote on the R versus the D for Republican and Democrat. And that doesn't make any sense. You know, I mean, you have people that are, you know, pro-gay rights, pro-life, pro-immigration reform, pro-healthcare reform, don't like Obamacare, wants to make sure everybody's paying taxes but not to raise taxes. You know, that's a big mishmash of what we would consider, you know, within the political parties. But I think the average person is that, a mishmash. And so why can't we just have people go, you know, look, I'm like you, where I'm not a fanatic, and on one, you know, I kind of see this is what I want. Now, I do understand that in order for politics to happen, you need money. I get that. And so you need backing. If someone's not going to give you money, if they think you're going to then turn to another side and not agree with them. So when it comes to money and investors and donors, they don't want somebody wishy-washy. Okay? You know, they want somebody that thinks like they do, but that won't be, you know, flip to one side, or, you know, I don't know, vote for abortion funding and raising taxes to do that, or et cetera, whatever. You know, but it just really frustrates me, because I think we are wasting so much time or money on this whole Republican-Democrat thing. I really do. And then you have people saying, no, I won't vote for that because it came out of a Democrat's mouth. There are some Democrats out there that actually have some intelligent things to say. I understand the mistrust because, you know, the Democrats are the ones that pushed through Obamacare. And so I understand how, you know, but, you know, I don't know. Why can't we just have somebody go, look, let's lower pollution, you know, let's spend some money, not a hell of a lot, some money on, you know, climate change and how we shift, you know, in terms of crops, et cetera. You know, there's a report we're going to be talking about in the next hour, how climate change may actually be, quote unquote, stripping foods of some nutrients. Okay, then if that's happening, let's kind of look at the positive. What should we be doing if the climate is changing? Okay, if Florida is going to start becoming more and more underwater, okay, what should we be doing? What should we be protecting? Okay, should we be upping more levees, you know, for hurricane season in Louisiana, you know, in Alabama, etc.? I mean, you know, what are we doing? 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.